Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn announced a new initiative yesterday to support and boost technology business startups in Seattle. Tech reporter and GeekWire co-founder John Cook was part of the advisory group that aided the city's process. And Cook recently wrote about the competitive recruiting scene when it comes to tech workers in our region and the impact that bigger tech companies are having on Seattle startups. John Cook joins me now. So how did the economic downturn, first off, affect the Seattle startup community?
Well, I would say it actually goes back a little bit further than that. The real downturn that hit, that hurt the tech community here in Seattle was the dot-com bust of the, 2000, 2001, 2002 timeframe. That really scared a lot of people around the technology industry about doing investments in startups and entrepreneurial ventures. And frankly, I don't think we've recovered from that, where we lost a lot of potential angel investors, which are high net worth individuals who got burned so badly on some of those failed internet businesses back in the day that they didn't really come back into the investment climate here and start investing in new startup ventures.
So what are some of the biggest obstacles that startups face here?
Well, one of the big ones, and I think if you asked 100 startups this question, you'd probably get the same response from every single one. It's hiring. The technology industry is fueled by big brains, and the more big brains you have working at your startup, writing code, developing new products and services, the better off you are. And right now, startup companies are really struggling to hire in this competitive climate where you're seeing companies like Amazon and Microsoft and new entrants into Seattle, such as Google and Facebook and Salesforce.com, Splunk, all these companies that are larger companies that are hiring very aggressively and can pay very, very well for the top engineers. So that makes it more difficult for startup companies to go out and hire those people. It doesn't make it impossible, because startups do still offer a lot that a big company can't offer.
So how's this new initiative going to help things get better?
Well, one of the things that has been proposed is for more alliances between the tech community and organizations such as Startup R&D, Startup Weekend, Code.org. These are organizations that are nonprofits that are basically trying to facilitate more entrepreneurial energy and, in many regards, teach younger entrepreneurial people to code, learn some of the developer skills, and really get out there and learn about the startup and entrepreneurial process and pick up some engineering skills.
What are some of the odds of startups actually succeeding, though?
Low. Very low. Nothing has changed there. Startups are very, very hard. Oftentimes you hear venture capitalists say, hey, if they can have 1 out of 10 of their companies be a home run success, they are very happy. About a third of them will be successful. About a third of them will blow up and be very unsuccessful. And about a third will, teeter along and make decent-sized businesses and maybe have a nice lifestyle business, but not going for those much bigger hits that you see out there.
John Cook, thanks so much for your insight.
Thanks for having me on.